Talk some Chiefs football with Mitch Holthus at 5:25 in the second hour of the show. Plenty of basketball along the way at 5:10. We'll get you some of what Barry Brown had to say after the game last night. I thought he actually handled things pretty darn well, and I like his attitude. It matches about the way that I feel about things coming out of this one. This will not be the place where you're going to hear me go off on officiating.
Come on,
next
John.
Hour plus.
Let's hear how you really feel.
I will promise you that much. You're hearing how I really feel, man. I mean, yeah, it sucks.
The referees are ruining the game of basketball. Just say it.
No. I appreciate you playing some devil's advocate over there, but they're not. I'm with about what Kellis said. I think that type of thing is going to happen when you go on the road in the Big 12. This is different than the travel at the end of the Kansas game where everybody universally agrees it was totally egregious. These are the types of things that are going to happen when you go on the road. You're going to have to deal with it, and you're going to have to find ways to get wins at some point in time. Again, I'll take it back. There's no video that's going off in the room of the selection committee at the end of the year where they're looking at end-of-game plays like this and saying, oh, well, K-State actually really got screwed in that one. Might as well mark it down in the win column. You can't do that, so why sit here and just lament the whole time the officiating?
Hey, you know what, though? During the non-con, we're begging for some entertaining K-State basketball. Now we're getting it.
We sure are. I mean, and it looks like that's going to be the status of every single game just about moving forward, because they don't get Texas and Oklahoma again until the very end of the year, and both of those games are on the road. I mean, everybody else looks like, in all likelihood, they're going to be pretty competitive. We did, though, as I say that, see some non-competitive games of the Big 12 last night. Let's hit that here at Around College Basketball.
And now for a look around college basketball. Bobby Knight just threw his chair clear across the free throw lane. For Oakmanish, a three.
You go shock the world. I told you to go shock the world.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Kansas State heads to the Elite Eight.
This is Around College Basketball.
Oh, Baylor. What happened to you last night? You got crushed. Number one goes down. Number 10, West Virginia beat Baylor 89-68, Morgantown. The Bears' loss is the worst by number one debutant in the history of the AP poll. Also last night in the Big 12, in Big 12 play, number two KU scored 54 points in the second half and beat Oklahoma 81-70 in Norman.
Start with Kansas here real quick. I think Kansas is confirming a lot of what at least I thought about them going into this game. They're not quite the dominant force that they have been in recent years. I mean, they really struggle. And they have a tendency. I just don't think this Kansas team has the attitude that a lot of them have had. They went through the motions clearly in the first half, found themselves down by 9 at the break, and then just flipped the switch in the second half, and all of a sudden everything's fine. They win comfortably over Oklahoma on the road. West Virginia, to me, is the bigger story than Baylor in that Baylor-West Virginia game. I mean, from K-State's standpoint, you look at it and say, all right, you may be getting a ticked-off Baylor team coming into Bramlage on Saturday now. I may have felt more comfortable if Baylor goes out and wins that game and is still riding high 16-0 when they're here in Bramlage. Because now the storyline will be not about you and your struggles with Texas Tech. It's going to be, hey, can Baylor get back off the schneid after what they did at West Virginia? They're going to be hearing about that throughout the rest of the week. I think the bigger story here, though, is West Virginia, just how good they are with that press this year. A lot of people starting to spread out there that this could be the best edition of Press Virginia now in the third installment under Bob Huggins. They went into that game forcing turnovers on 32.8% of possible opponent possessions, which is ridiculous. Think about that. You're going to turn it over one out of every three times that you have it against West Virginia. And Baylor happily obliged with that with 29 turnovers in 79 possessions last night. 29 turnovers and 79 trips down the floor for Baylor. That was the number one team in the country. They have beaten all comers 15-0. Had earned the respect, and they completely wilted under that pressure from West Virginia. I think the Mountaineers are legit, and they could wind up being the biggest threat to the throne to Kansas Jayhawks.
We pretty much said it about the Baylor and West Virginia game. About Oklahoma and KU, yeah, you're right. KU does look more human than they have in the past 13 years. Oklahoma, they finally got Jordan Woodard back, who scored seven points and five rebounds. But where Oklahoma did very well was that last 8.5 minutes of the first half. That's when they came back. They had the nice lead at the half. then KU just, they played like KU and put Oklahoma to where they should have been, was behind the entire basically second half. But tonight in the Big 12, got some good ones. Not too bad. I kind of like what's out on the docket. Texas looks to get back to 500 in both their conference and overall record when they host TCU at 7 o'clock on the Longhorn Network. Plus, Oklahoma State looking for their first win in the conference as they host Iowa State 8 o'clock on ESPNU.
That Oklahoma State-Iowa State game, don't sleep on that. Two teams that desperately need wins. I think very similar type of scenario to what we saw last night between K-State and Texas Tech. Just a game that means a lot for both teams in the short and potentially long term. And Iowa State's already got four losses, and their fans and fan base somewhat restless with Steve Frohman, where things are at right now. You don't want to go on the road and lose to a team that hasn't won a Big 12 game yet. That's Oklahoma State at the moment. And after all the positive buzz that was generated by the start to the season and on conference schedule for Brad Underwood, now all of a sudden they're sitting here winless in the Big 12. They get Iowa State at home. You'd have to consider that a fairly winnable game. They're in desperate need of a win just to get things back on track for them. So you got two teams that should be playing with a lot of desperation tonight between Okie State and Iowa State.
Oh, last night there was more than one upset. Number 7 Duke was upset by unranked Florida State, 88-72. However, it was much more than just a win for Seminole junior guard Xavier Graydon Mays. It was about avenging last season's tripping incident involving Duke guard Grayson Allen.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious reading some of his quotes. I mean, I get why you'd be fired up if you were one of the guys who got tripped last year, but I mean, really, it's, hey, this guy tripped me, so I got to get him back. Seems a little silly in the context of everything. But you can't go one game right now without some Grayson Allen controversy, and there was some. He went to go flying into the bench, the Florida State bench, to save a ball when they were down big in the second half. And as he's landing on an assistant coach, he basically just shoves back on the assistant coach as he's flying into it. So some people immediately took that, blew up the video, and it was another Grayson Allen controversy. Is he out there just shoving assistant coaches out of frustration? Well, Florida State's assistant coach Dennis Gates, who was the guy in question here, actually has Grayson Allen's back. He just called it purely a basketball play. Didn't have any kind of ill will towards Allen. But I think here, I mean, honestly, looking at it, I see it, and I see that it's Grayson Allen, and I start to think, man, it's him. I see it through a different lens when it's him doing something like that as opposed to somebody else. I think there is something in him that can't shut off. He just can't shut it off in situations like that. Yes, it was a basketball play where he's going out of bounds to save the ball, but you can catch yourself without immediately just shoving back. It clearly came out of frustration and something that he is just having a hard time controlling.
The biggest attitude issue at Duke since Christian Laettner. All right, and I'll move on finally to, well, actually, we could go tonight. Butler beat then number 1 Villanova for maybe the biggest upset so far this season. With the game taking place in Hinkle Fieldhouse, the Bulldog faithful stormed the court. And when you beat number 1, that's what you do. Storming the court is a violation of Big East policy, resulting in a fine being assessed to the Butler Athletic Department.
Yeah, I just hate this. I don't like the fact that you beat the number 1 team in the country, and it has nothing to do with the amount of money, just the mere act of fining them. Away from some of the fun of kids in college. They're college kids. Everybody's trying to have fun. It's very rare that people really get hurt in these instances. And I think you understand some of the risks that you're taking if you are going to storm the court. So the fine is $5,000. That's not anything crippling at all. It's about the act here. It's about the simplest of what's going on there with being fined for storming the court. Just do not like it. Not a thing.
Tonight, Butler is at Creighton. Can they do it again? Can they knock off a top 10 conference team?
Get a shot. Marcus Foster maybe on SportsCenter top 10 again. It seems like every time I watch SportsCenter long enough, Foster's there with a dunk at some point in the top 10. We'll see. That's around college basketball. At 5:25, Mitch Holtis joins the show in hour 2. 5:10 here from Barry Brown after the Texas Tech loss last night. Something I forgot to do yesterday. We've got to pay some homage to a victor when we come back here on the game.